as I told the players, it's you can't play half football. And that's what we did. We played a half football. And you can look at what we can do when we play good football, when we play complementary football, when we don't turn the ball over, when we have gap integrity in the defense, when we tackle well, when we play well on special teams and don't have huge shifts in field position, when you don't have multiple penalties. That's what it can be. And then it can go the other way. And with a team like Minnesota, who's talented across the board, with a player like Adrian Peterson, there can't be any cracks. Because once there is, he finds them, and he exploits them. And they're big scores. And if you have to play constantly on a short field, because we're not leveraging the kickoff returner, we're not punting or leveraging the punt returner, that's a problem too. And there's choices. It can be the team from the first half or the team in the second half. But we've got to make the right choices, and we've got to make those choices consistently. And what we have to do is take this experience, understand the keys from it, and move forward. With that, I'll open up the questions.
Why do you think there's such a contrast in the two halves, Eric?
I think it comes down to a lot of fundamental stuff. They've got an explosive, we knew they had explosive players in the kicking game that you have to maintain leverage on. And if you come too far inside and you let them get a position outside of the force player, then it's going to go for a long way. With a guy like Adrian Peterson, you have to have consistent gap integrity. And you can't let him get the edge. And he got the edge on two of those long plays. We had other opportunities to stop drives. We had him backed up at one point and didn't stop a drive. We had him on a third and long and lost track of the tight end. Those things, you can't do them. You can't do them and hope to be successful.
Eric, your thoughts on Brady's performance today, all the way through first, second half?
Well, I think there were some positive things. There were some things that we did well in the first half in terms of recognizing the coverage they were in, getting into our run checks when they had seven in the box, passing the ball when they had eight in the box, and that was something that we looked at and we wanted to do, and I think it helped us in the running game. I think in the second half, the primary job of the quarterback is to protect the football, and we can't turn the ball over twice. And that's something that has to continue to improve.
Eric, it seemed like Quinn and Edwards were on the different pages the entire game. Passes behind him, he going inside, the ball going outside. What do you attribute that to?
You know, I don't agree that they were on different pages. I think that we could have made some better throws at times, and we could have run some sharper routes at times. I don't think it was a function of being on a different page. I think it was a function of being able to execute those plays more effectively.
Eric, I know there's a lot of new guys here, but how do you prevent the mentality from seeping in that locker room, that, oh man, here we go again?
Look, last year has nothing to do with this year, and next year will have nothing to do with this year either. What we control is right now. With this group of guys, by the way we work, by the way we respond, by the way we prepare, That's what affects this year. That's what affects right now. And it's consistently going to be emphasized because it's right. Last year has no effect on this year. And 5 years ago, that doesn't either. It's right now, this moment, this group, how we work, how we prepare, and then how we execute on Sunday.
Eric, you mentioned some of the down distances that Minnesota was able to convert. Was there a consistent problem you noticed? Second and 18
that
converted the third and 10 to the tight end.
On that one, it was lost the check down. It was looked like a wide receiver screen where he was going to delay, lock and delay, and we didn't maintain our position on him. Everybody else was in man-to-man coverage, and the same thing as running game. If you don't have all the guys taken care of and maintain that, then you're going to have problems, especially in man-to-man, where you don't have the second level because they're engaged with the people that they're covering.
Can this offense be successful without being able to successfully go stretch defenses vertically in the passing game?
I think this offense can be successful, and I think there were points during the course of the game where we did move the ball well, and there were points where we had opportunities for some big plays, and I think it's a function of us doing those things better than we did here today.
You were not a happy camper during the after Peterson's run. Just kind of looking at your body language on the sideline, what was going through your mind there on the 64-yard run? As you, I mean, you kind of watched, you had a front row seat for that.
Yeah, it's not something I haven't seen multiple times from him, and not something that we all haven't seen multiple times from him. If you let him get on the edge, you got a problem. If once he gets on the edge and gets in the secondary, you don't leverage him, you've got a problem. And if you don't wrap a player like him up, it's not going to go for six more yards. It's going to go for whatever it went for.
I think they just got tired second half. Did that account for some of that?
You know, I give Minnesota a lot of credit. I think that they came out in the second half and they played well. And believe me, there's a lot of things that we can do better based on our second half performance. Coaching, playing, right on down the line.
Eric, your thoughts on Brett? You seemed to contain him in the first half, got pressure on him, and then in the second half with the running game, it helped him. But just on Brett's game, his first game with Minnesota?
I think in the second half, I'm not sure how many times he actually threw the ball or threw it down the field or was asked to do those things. He can do those things, and I think it was more an emphasis on running the football at that point. And there were some times where they had runs called, and Brett looked over and checked the receiver on a quick slant. Those things are very consistent with how he's been. I'm sure he'll do a great job.
Eric, coming into today, the perception that you had of your team and now the reality of it, how close are the two, you know, what you thought you had and where you guys are now?
Really, it's the same thing that I talked about with the group. It's what we want it to be. And there was a lot of really good football, I thought, in the first half. And we saw how that went. And then there were a lot of things that weren't right in the second half, and we saw how that went. Same players, same game, same schemes. I don't think there's a lot of variation. We obviously tried different things in the second half when the situation changed in terms of the score. But it's the same group, 30 minutes apart.
Was it more your guys not doing what they did in the first half, or was it Minnesota making adjustments?
Again, I think that Minnesota played well throughout the course of the game, and I think that there were things that core things that we could have done better. And you know, I use a word like leveraging either the running back or leveraging the returner. Those are core things that you have to do play in and play out, because when you face a player of Adrian Peterson's caliber, it only takes once. He only needs that one time, and he can exploit it.
Couple more guys.
Eric, there were a lot of shorter passes today. Was that your game plan going in, or did they do something to kind of take away that deep ball?
There were some shots down the field. You know, the interception was a shot. The touchdown pass interference play was a shot. We had a couple other ones called. They have a pretty effective pass rush that generates a lot of sacks, and you have to account for that. And they're good across the board there. So it's a combination of things and things that we thought that we could do well.
Decision to use Cribs back-to-back on the goal line in the first half, is that something you were looking to do if you got down inside the five?
Well, not necessarily. We had a range of plays there. When the first play hit for 5 yards, I think we would have had a much better chance on the second play. The snap, timing of the snap wasn't quite where it should have been. I think that slowed things down. It's a quick hitting play, and that's why we went with them twice.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.